Hello and welcome back to Talks with Rashida. I'm your host, Rashida Rose. Assalamu alaikum. I hope you're well. I hope you're growing and you're glowing. So today I'm coming to you with an episode on the morning and at night routines, thinking about how you start your day and how you end your day. We all know the importance of having routines in place. Some of us more than others. Some people utilize and rely on those routines more. And some people just require a little bit of structure to operate at their optimum level. We hear it all the time in the personal development space, thinking of a morning routine, thinking of a night routine, ways you start your day, going into the rest of your day, and ways you unwind at night, ways you prepare yourself for restful sleep, ways you prepare yourself to reflect and to, inshallah, go on to the next day. Now, I'm going to be sharing some really, really simple but powerful tasks. So keeping it super simple. Now, you can implement all of these. They do fit. They flow into one another really beautifully. Or you can pick and choose which ones resonate with you the most. They're very, as I said, simple. They're very short tasks. So it's literally taking a few minutes in your morning to propel yourself to the best possible start of your day, for your day. And in the evening to reflect and to really, to just unwind, but to also get yourself into a positive space before you enter your sleep and inshallah go into the next day. These tasks are really effective and they're ones that I use within cognitive behavioral therapy. So let's jump into it. Get comfy, get a pen and paper, take notes on your phone wherever you can so that you can jot some of these down. Observe your morning thoughts. Place a pen and a notebook next to your bed. And when you wake up tomorrow, I want you to take a few minutes to observe the thoughts that greet the day. What are their focus? What is their tone? How hopeful or pessimistic are those thoughts? And I want you to write down what it is that you notice. How might your thoughts be setting the stage for how your day will go? The truth is that we have to train our morning thoughts. So our negative train of thoughts are often awaiting us when we wake up in the morning. And it's a lot easier for our mind to shift and focus on the negative rather than the positive. It's something that we have to be more intentional and conscious about. So here's another task. Write down three positive and accurate thoughts that you can read and repeat to yourself before you get out of bed tomorrow. For example, list some things that are likely to go right for you. Now I want you to practice filling your mind with these thoughts that serve you well. Now notice that these tasks are more focused on your mental and emotional state, the thoughts that occupy your mind. So within your morning routine, you're gonna start your day with the things that you enjoy, you know, launching yourself into your day with. Whichever physical activities that you choose to use, for example, your morning coffee ritual. For me, that's a big thing. I enjoy making my coffee. I sit down, I take a moment, I take in some sunlight. Do you launch yourself straight into exercise and you get your movement for the day? You go out for a walk, let some sunlight into your eyes, or you're heading to the gym. Maybe you're doing a workout indoors. Maybe you prefer to cook breakfast first and you incorporate exercise and movement later into your day. So these tasks I've been sharing, more of the mental, more of the emotional side of things. And let's say you've now done what you need to do first thing, however you choose. And sometimes it is trial and error. It's trying out different routines and figuring out what nourishes you the most, what sets you up mentally, emotionally, and physically for the best possible day ahead, inshallah. Now, next is going on to planning your day with care. You may use to-do lists. You may use a calendar, a diary, a planner, whichever modality that you use to help, you know, keep on top of what you have to do for the day and in terms of structure, right? Appointments, work, even if you're a stay-at-home mother and wife, you know, do you use to-do lists? Do you use things, I don't know, on the fridge as reminders, etc.? Now, if you're using a calendar, for example, or your diary, your planner, your to-do list, is there any optional stress built into it? For example, do you plan so many activities that there's no time left to breathe? Is there that time set aside for life's essentials, like movement, taking a breather, looking at your sleep routine? Are you leaving yourself enough time to actually have time to unwind, decompress, and start preparing for sleep mode? You can aim to make one improvement in tomorrow's schedule that makes you more excited to go ahead and to greet the day. Think about planning rewarding activities. For example, write down three activities that you would like to do more often, that they bring you a sense of enjoyment or a sense of accomplishment. You feel fulfilled, you feel satisfied, you feel excited about. Then I want you to plan specific time in your calendar to do one of these activities each day for the next 3 days. Notice any effect that these activities have on your emotions. How does it impact you mentally and emotionally? Now, moving on into later on in the day, and it's the evening, and start gearing yourself towards to sleep. So a good sleep checkup is to think about sleep-related behaviors. How many of these do you actually do? For example, no screens in the bedroom. Do you keep a TV in your bedroom? Are you someone that likes to watch TV late into the night and fall asleep with it on? Do you use sleep aids to fall asleep? Do you have a consistent sleep schedule? Getting natural light in the morning really has a huge impact on your body's circadian rhythm, your body knowing when it's time to start gearing up for bed, when it's time to start unwinding. Or do you kind of not get out into the natural light at all, so that your body knows this is morning, this is daylight, and it starts that clock and it gets you feeling aligned and on track? Do you stay in the dark all day and avoid sunlight? And now we're in winter, the days are super, super short. You know, Maghrib is super early. So if you're starting your day, for example, much later in the day, or you don't get out at lunchtime and prioritize some time to get into daylight, then that can definitely impact your sleep. Do you set the ambience? Do you have a cool, quiet and dark bedroom? Temperature has a big effect on sleep quality. For example, when you are colder, when the body temperature is lower, you sleep better. It also helps you fall into sleep. You probably notice, of course, when it's too hot, we struggle to get to sleep. And when it's actually warmer, it's easier to get out of bed. That's why when it's really cold, those cold early starts in winter, it's really hard to leave the warmth of your bed, whether it's for Fajr or, you know, getting up for work later on in the day. So thinking about getting to sleep still, cool, quiet, dark. Thinking about getting out of bed if you can't sleep. Do we toss and turn and stay in bed for hours and hours on end and almost increase those stress levels and that overthinking, that worry about needing to get to sleep? Believe it or not, counting down how many hours you have left when you can't sleep is not helpful at all. Thinking about, oh, I have to be up in 5 hours, and, you know, having those thoughts kind of going round and round in your head. It's best to get out of bed if you can't sleep. Completely shift your focus to a task, something relaxing, preferably nothing involving screens and blue light. Maybe it's reading a book, it's doing some light colouring, for example. something away from screens that's going to make it harder for you to fall asleep, but you're getting away from the bed and you're not just focusing, lying there, tossing and turning and focusing on how you can't sleep and becoming more and more frustrated. Think about no caffeine after a certain time. If you're a coffee lover like myself, coffee's a must, it's something I adore. Depending on how sensitive to caffeine you are, you want to definitely pay attention to what time you have your coffee and what time you kind of put a stop to it. So it may be lunchtime, for example. For most people, no caffeine after lunchtime works really well. For myself, I tend to say after 4 p.m. Thinking about no naps late in the day as well. If you're someone that enjoys a siesta, I love the use of a power nap sometimes when it's needed, sometimes depending on how hectic your schedule is, and getting in a quick 30 minutes rest, reset the brain, reset dopamine, and go ahead and have some energy for a task. Just don't do it late in the day. Think about it. Do you nap later on in the day? That's going to affect how you get to sleep. And lastly, consistent exercise, getting that movement in. Everybody notices how they feel when you get into a consistent exercise routine. Your sleep is supported. You find yourself naturally falling into a better schedule, feeling tired sooner, getting quality sleep, rather than having all this excess built up energy in you. Now, through all of these 8 I've mentioned, a point for each one that you are conscious of and you implement, aka the no screens, the no sleep aids, consistent sleep schedule, natural light, cool, quiet, dark, you're getting out of bed if you can't sleep, you're having no caffeine after a certain time, you're having no naps late in the day, you're getting consistent exercise. If you scored lower than 8, then aim to make one improvement this week. No need to overwhelm yourself, but think about and select one of these that you're going to focus on for the next week, and then you can move on to the next. Doing a brain dump and making time for self-reflection and gratitude late in the evening before you head to bed is also really powerful. Now, it may look different. You may journal, you may have a diary, you may just jot it down on a notepad next to your bed. When you are recalling the events of the day and what you experienced, and you may be experiencing particular emotions about what went on that day. For example, let's say you had a challenging day, things didn't happen how you expected them to, and you might have experienced challenge after challenge or disappointment. Pay attention to your thinking. Are you thinking in black and white terms, such as nothing is going my way, nothing went my way today? And actually consider whether the situation is actually that extreme. For example, how many things in reality actually are going the way you want them to? About shifting that perspective and practice seeing shades of grey in each experience. Things are not always black and white. And the last 2 tasks are for more of the bedtime thoughts, one for positive reflection and the other for gratitude. So again, pick and choose. As you get ready to go to bed and you're still noticing what's on your mind, write down 3 things, big or small, that you did well today. Briefly, write down what you did to help those things go well, making sure that you take care to give yourself the appropriate credit. And after you lie down to sleep, allow the mind to continue to dwell on what went well. And if you're looking to incorporate and practice more of the gratitude in your life, having more gratitude for the things you have, then you can do this in addition to or instead of. Just before you go to bed tonight, write down 3 things that you're grateful for about your day. And your gratitude list, it can include anything from people you love, to the daily experiences, such as the food you ate, something that went well today. It can be anything. Being thankful, having that sense of shukr. Now allow what you write to fill your mind as you turn off the light and go to sleep. So can you imagine getting into the habit of, on a nightly basis, reading your adhkar, your dua, thinking about gratitude, writing down what you're grateful for, and then going to sleep in a state of gratitude? SubhanAllah, how powerful would it be to establish that, you know, that regular routine? So I hope this has helped you. I hope you can implement some of these tasks, simple but powerful, incorporate into your morning, into your routine, thinking about your mental and emotional state as well as your physical. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoyed and benefited. Please do subscribe and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and that really does support me to get the podcast out there. So I really appreciate it. I look forward to you stopping by again soon. You can connect with me on Instagram at Talks with Rashida. And for any counselling and coaching services, you can reach out to me via email at hello@rashidarose.co.uk. And until next time, stay growing and stay glowing.